So, Poppy, can you bring us up to speed on the SEND debate in Westminster this afternoon?
So, yeah, today MPs have been discussing some of the issues with securing SEND plans. SEND, which is Special Educational Needs and Disability Plans, come in two main forms. The first is extra teaching support that parents or teachers just might flag up as needed. And this is organised in school by a Special Educational Needs Coordinator, also known as a SENCO. Then there's a second type, known as EHCPs. These are educational health and care plans. So these are a next step in helping children who need more support and are a little bit more complicated to secure, as they involve reaching out to local authorities and getting official input from teachers. So today MPs were focusing more on that second type of plan and pushing for solutions and funding to fix the problems with the application process. So Andrew Lewin, MP, summarised some of these earlier.
The themes are consistent. Extremely long turnaround times for obtaining an EHCP plan, compounded by even longer waiting times to secure a place at a desired school, and exasperated parents who are leaving employment to care for children who have not been found a place. And most importantly of all, far too many children who are suffering because the right support isn't being made available to them.
So why has this become such a big discussion recently?
Now, government data has shown that there's been a steep increase in the number of children accessing SEND assistance. In London alone, there's been an 100% increase from the 2018-19 to 23-4 academic year. Now, obviously, all these EHCPs being approved are a good thing in theory because it means these children are getting the support that they need. But some SENCO specialists, including Emma, who I spoke to, have been explaining how the increase has been challenging to accommodate, particularly when applicants aren't initially approved.
We have to jump through hoops. I've been to multiple mediations and I know parents and myself are constantly fighting the system. But if they'd have just given it in the first place, I wouldn't have had to go through tribunals and mediation and the stress of parents being unwell and missing deadlines.
So Poppy, what are MPs hoping to change following this debate?
So many MPs spoke about funding improvements to the NHS services that focus on identifying SEND in young people. There was also a big push for more funding in SEND-specific schools and resources, including providing teaching assistants who have specialised training. MPs said that they believe these sorts of changes would help to address many of the current shortfalls with the system.
Thank you very much, Poppy, for your insight.